Mystic Pete here with the Mystic Pete Chronicles, 88.9 FM in LA. It's KXLU.com all around the world. I'm playing a tune right now from Bodacious Thang, which I debuted a few months ago, but we needed a few more minutes, so I just threw it on. I have some really great guests in studio today, and I think you're going to enjoy beautiful words and music and ukulele. Well, why don't we introduce the first guest, Sam Bodkin. Hello, sir.
What's good, Mystic Pete?
Hey, buddy. This mic smells terrible. This has the mic has bad breath.
That's got nothing to do with
what's going on, dude.
It's maybe just hungry.
This is like under a bar stool at 3 a.m.
Talk to the DJ who came before.
No, he's a good guy. By the way,
it's not a judgment.
Thanks, Ernesto. I know it's not your bad breath. It's a cumulative effect of 1,000 DJs. And anyway, I'm losing my train of thought here. Sam Bodkin.
What's good?
Talk to me, man.
What do you want to know?
You have an extraordinary event called Group Muse. It's sure. Kind of a national thing?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we started in Boston back in 2012. Basically, Group Muse is a platform that connects local classical, jazz, and roots musicians to folks who live locally so that the community can put together its own classical, jazz, or roots music house party concerts that we call Group Muses. And the idea is to create, you know, durable ritual that connects us to the sacred, connects us to our ancestors, and connects us to our communities and the great geniuses that live among us in a way that actually works with the flow of our lives. And yeah, just last week we organized our 10,000th Group Muse. So we've been plugging away. And I moved to LA a year ago to help the project kind of regenerate post the worst of the pandemic. That's why I'm out here.
Durable ritual. I'm just because I had a band called Fragile Ritual, but I shouldn't probably go with Durable Ritual. A great idea.
If you get the choice,
ignore me. I'm just
if you got the choice. I mean, like I'll settle for a Fragile Ritual just because that's kind of where it's at these days. Biggers can't be choosers.
You know what? That's right.
Right.
Kind of like the end times right now.
Right. So I'll take any kind of Fragile Ritual to hold me and to connect me to some sort of larger pattern, larger meeting. So I would take a durable ritual if it's offered, but not sneering at a fragile ritual.
All right, sir. Now. You have been having these events at the Mary Hugh Nursery in Santa Monica.
Oh, yes.
On Ocean Park.
Yes.
I actually haven't been there, but I'm seeing pictures. It just looks like such a
breathtaking place.
I mean,
we love Mary Hugh so much, and it's this haven of green, this fragrant place in the midst of the hardscape. It's right in the heart of Santa Monica, but like you feel like a million miles away, and they do such an amazing job holding the space for music. And just on Friday, we had the Marlonius Big Band, and if you haven't heard the Marlonius Big Band, I mean, it is truly one of the jewels of jazz culture in LA, and it was like an 11-piece Mara Kay was leading with vocals. It was Billie Holiday songs. And you just like the joy, the transcendence, the sense of really being part of something special and eternal there in that place, awash in those vibrations. It's like, it's a real thing. Unfortunately, we're done for the season because the weather gets wonky. We'll be back in the spring. But in the meanwhile, we have many group muses happening. We've got four this coming week in LA. So please
check it out, right? Group Muse, it's easy to find online.
GroupMuse.com.
And so this was at Mary Hugh, it's not like a nursery school, it's a place they sell plants.
Yes, Mary Hugh's Sunset Garden Nursery.
Exactly, yeah. So you're surrounded, in this. It's a garden outside with this gazebo, and anyway, for next summer, people can keep it on their radar.
Yeah.
And it really, that's an amazing experience.
Yeah.
But so you're also producing other kind of indoor events, jazz, classical.
So the meat and potatoes of the project is the living room scene. The backyard scene as well in LA, because there's so many beautiful backyards and they're in play all year round, which is not the case in our East Coast communities. If you've got a space that can fit 10 people, we'll bring a soloist. And actually, some of the best and most powerful musical experiences I've ever had have been like 9-person group muses where four of us are sitting on the bed. It was like a Manhattan shoebox bedroom. Four of us were sitting on the bed, five of us were sitting on the floor, and there was a solo violinist, and she played the Chaconne, and there was not a dry eye in the house. Bach's Great D Minor Chaconne, maybe the greatest thing that I've ever known. And it was like, so, it was just like a rift was opened up. It was like a portal into deep time, and we were like all there together forever with Bach in this tiny bedroom. So my point is that like, anyone can do it.
Well, in your material, it says, yeah, like it, you welcome anyone to either host or perform,
yeah,
and it somehow works out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyone can host, anyone can attend. Performing, we do need, like, we do have some curation. There is an application process. It's basically like, is this a lifelong commitment to your art form? It's intended for like professional or professional track musicians who are making the life commitment to sharing their art in this way. Is it rooted in a historical tradition? And if you qualify on those counts, then you're playing group muses. But there's some acts who, you know, and all music is blessed, but there's some acts who are like not a good fit for group muse. And that's just, you know, there are many spaces for those acts.
So my uncle Earl, he's a chicken farmer who plays the kazoo. It might not be perfect for him, but he was famous for saying, you know, chicken farmer, spread your wings and fry. That was Uncle Earl's.
Gruesome.
I just want to say, it's free humor, so don't judge.
If you can get five or six kazoo, a kazoo choir together, and you can do arrangements of old madrigals from, you know, Monteverdi or some business like that.
Monteverdi, again, last week we had a Monteverdi name drop again.
Oh, my wisdom, then I guess we gotta do some kazoo madrigals.
I used to host an early music program, so I understand Monteverdi. I don't know how many, anyway, so... Sorry.
You get it.
I'm a distraction. Keep talking.
No, but maybe let's put together a kazoo sextet and put together some Monteverdi madrigals. This is all I'm saying. I just want your Uncle Earl to be involved. I don't want him to feel like he is forever exempt because this is the instrument he chose.
Can we throw in some Bucks to Huda?
Yes. Look, dude, we're J.S. Bach's greatest inspiration any day, my friend.
Whoa.
Any day.
Okay. Sam, I didn't know we were going full.
We want to go there?
Early music. Well,
dude,
tell you
I'll mess with some Diedrich von Buxtehude.
Let me play one of your tunes. Please. We're not quite organized yet, so that'll give us a little time to assemble our consciousness.
Sure.
And then you'll play some live music.
I would love to.
And coming up in a little while, we have Flash Sitar and Fontaine's Muse. So a rootin' tootin' show. Yeah, this tune is called The Magician.
I can know the secret of your powers. You've blurred we came from, and I can tell a game from the glowing light of wisdom, and where we get these names from, there's only one creation. But I bless all my missteps, I bless my cigarettes, and I guess the best I can do is believe me. My, I need ya. Don't care if they call you Maria. I can see the weight upon your shoulders. It's far too late to sit and say I told ya. Don't just let your anger boil and smolder. We know we can move boulders. We're only growing older. Around the sun, thy will be done. I pray we've just begun. Thy will be done. You have inside my dreams, your soul into my scenes, and I can see you, I can feel you, I can believe you. My, I need you. Don't care if they call you Maria. Thy will be done, great ring around the sun. Thy will be done. You add into my dreams, your sound into my seams, and I can see you, I can feel you, I can believe you.
Once I was blind, but now I've opened my eyes and I see the mountain. I find a way to make it up to something and I'll stand.
KXLU 88.9 FM and LA, KXLU.com, all around the world. That was music by Sam Bodkin, a.k.a. Heavy Meadow.
Indeed.
What did we just hear?
Those were two tracks off my most recent album, the first being The Magician, which is the title track. The album is called The Magician. The second track was called Maria, inspired by Franz Schubert's great melody, Ave Maria. And I should say that my first album was called The Fool. The second album is The Magician, and my intention is to make an album for each of the major arcana, of the 22 major arcana in the standard Rider-Waite tarot.
There is a bit of a tarot theme going on here.
I mean, it's so zeitgeist it hurts. I started this project years ago. It has just become more and more zeitgeist. You think you're a particle, turns out you're a wave.
Well, there's a lot of things happening with this person called Sam Bodkin. Classical music, organizing concerts, tarot, and I'm sure about 20 other things. So let's keep going. What else are you into?
you're a whole city
built into smushed into one person.
Thank you for saying. Yeah, I mean, the other thing that's just really alive for me of, you know, these life paths is my life as a barefoot hiker and a mountain bard and a person who feels called to make music for the mountain and also as the mountain, through the mountain. And that's a huge part of the reason I moved to Los Angeles a year ago was, yes, to help, you know, Group Muse regenerate and to also pursue my own musical destiny. But kind of foremost among them, the reason why I didn't go anywhere else was because of these legendary landscapes. And I live up in Topanga, and the fact that, you know, I can be in the mountains and then 20 minutes later here. I mean, it's really, it's like one of the crown jewels of the earth, this landscape. So that's the other, like, very alive and important thing for me, just speaking the truth, the beauty of these landscapes through song and extolling their virtue, singing their praises as often as I can.
Do you ever go to Temescal Canyon?
Yes, I do.
I think I ran into you, and I like, who is that barefoot? I go there all the time. I mean, I'm there a lot.
Yeah.
And I think I saw you walking barefoot.
I wouldn't be at all surprised. I'm barefoot, and I always have my instrument. And maybe you heard me.
Yeah.
Like, it's happened on occasion that I'll find a video of me on the internet of someone, like, caught me in my wild habitat, just, like, up on a perch, and I didn't even realize they were there, and playing a song, just freestyling to the mountain, letting whatever needs to be sung come through, and then, like, it'll show up on, like, social media a couple days later, someone saw a wild heavy meadow in their natural habitat. I'm like...
Heavy meadow, and Sam has a very distinctive look. You can see that on my Instagram page, the post. You have beautiful, long, kind of golden locks and a mustache and beard. Full
mountain man.
Full mountain man. And so, yeah, and you're walking barefoot with your ukulele.
Everywhere.
Look at that.
Everywhere.
Okay. And what else before we get to the more music?
Yeah,
what else are you doing? We want everything spoken, understood,
yeah,
revealed.
With over the course of the next minute and 30 seconds. Yeah, absolutely.
30 seconds.
What I'll just say is that, you know, not to like pitch too hard, but the whole premise of Group Muse is, like I say, to build these ritual, or like this lasting ritual in our home space, because so many places have become out of reach for artists. There's so many ways in which the monoculture is hostile to gregarious community gatherings, but we have our homes and we have space there. And so I just want to say that, you know, anyone who feels inspired to open their home and bring in the great masterworks of classical music or jazz or any of these other roots traditions. I actually do a set of Joe Hill songs, old union labor songs. Joe Hill was active here in San Pedro 120 years ago. And so I sing his song at Group Muse.
Okay. My family is like trade union people. So
Pete, I know all of your
Joe Hill songs.
Oh, man.
I'm sure. You'll play one in a minute. But okay. Hiking, Monteverde, Temescal Canyon. I don't do barefoot. We'll have to agree to disagree on that one.
One thing I want to say about barefoot,
Tarot,
my friend.
Okay.
One thing I want to say about barefoot. Riddle me this. When you wear your shoes out over time, the sole grows thin. When you wear your bare feet out over time, your sole grows thick. What is that telling you? The earth is giving us a message. It undermines the very foundation of consumerism, the resilience of our bodies, is all I'm saying.
Well, I would just have to say my soul is already very dense. In fact, my aura and my soul, I have an old soul. I have barnacles on my aura. That's how old soul, anyway. As they say, the humor is free, so don't complain to the management, please. Oh, by the way, Pat, the guy whose show starts after this one with Alien Air, I've run into him at Temescal. Just giving him a shout-out.
Well,
Pat.
Heck yeah, Pat.
Yeah.
Keep loving on these landscapes. Keep loving on these landscapes.
Should we play some ukulele?
I'll play a song.
How do I know?
How do you
Flea?
Know?
Okay.
I'll play a song. This is actually the gilele. It's a six string, but it is.
Oh.
I would say it's more ukulele than guitar. But
nylon
it's also
string.
But it's a combination of the two. And this is a song that I wrote called Everything Is Coming Down. And it is on my most recent album.
What's that called?
The album's called The Magician. And
this
song, and this song is called Everything Is Coming Down.
Here we go.
And here's how it goes. The bells and whistles of the big machine. Hold your nose, the kiss will taste like gasoline. Wheels are wobble, leaving on the limousines. Drain another bottle, try to drown the dreams. And I'll prepare the ground. Everything is coming down. And I don't want your crown. Everything is coming down. You wake up in the morning to a blinding light. Then they tell you good morning just to set you right. But that ain't gonna change that we are born to be bright. So abstain from your games and dizzying heights. I'm a fool, but not a clown. Everything is coming down, and I don't want your crown. Everything is coming down. You're waiting by the window for the leaves return, but the hearth and doors is where the fire burns. Winds will take my tracks to fall and years I'll learn to turn my body back into the grass and ferns. So take a puff and pass it around. Everything is coming down, and I don't want your crown. Everything is coming down.
And I might be blind to all the blazes. I might get stuck in winding phrases. But I still fly my kite, and I know when the moment's right, I'll take a juicy battle laugh if you take it like it used to be. Instead of being wedded to a state ID, holy matter, hurricane magistrate is free. Blow away the iron chains of penitentiaries, and the dogs will take the pound. Everything is coming down, and I don't want your crown. Everything is coming down. Thunder overhead will teach the world to sing. Hide under your bed and let the terror bring. Yeah, but I'll just squeal with a flash of lightning. Makes some noise to feel under everything. I'm lost without a sound. Everything is coming down. And I don't want your crown. Everything is coming down. And we've been here for all the ages. We've shared our breath with all the sages. And so we shine our light, and we hold each other tight. And it's all above of this rat, alas, I got a riddle, looking waste of time. Cooking your brain up on a griddle, trying to read the signs. Earth is not a killer, but she takes who dares to turn the caterpillars into butterflies. So may I take the town. Everything is coming down, and I don't want your crown. Everything is coming down. Beneath concrete, you fire a gemstone prayer. Below the soil's feet's another living lair. Slowly steady, she is turning stone to air. With green and red, she taught her aching world to care. Now turn it all to brown. Everything is coming down. And I don't want your crown. Everything is coming down. Everything is coming down. Everything is coming down.
Sam Bodkin!
Baby! Well, that one's Heavy Meadow. That Heavy Meadow gets credit for that one.
Heavy Meadow. A lot of energy coming off you, Sam. Feel like maybe we should go into a second one. That was a...
I'll for sure go into a second one.
Okay, let's do it.
This one is going to be a bit more down-tempo.
Okay.
But contrast is important, right? We got our yang. Now let's get a little yin. Sorry. I just knocked it out of place. My jamming. All right. This one's called Stolen Silver.
I won't take your stolen silver. I can't fake a smile now. Sign me, clear me to deliver. A crown's appeared, I'll take my bows. And, my dear, I'll take my vows. And, my dear, I'll take my vows. I am life, I'm walking water. I am right where fault lines meet. I'm the screaming son and daughter. I'm the beaming light I keep. I'm the dreaming from the deep. I'm the dreaming from the deep. Scattered seeds on tortured soil. How she bleeds under the weight. Clover, cleaver, pennyroyal. Evergreener is her fate. Have you seen her spring of late? Have you seen her spring of late? Every painted flower awaits your bride. Arrival, and even at this hour of fateful throes and trials will return as sure as stars burn. Will return as sure as stars burn it down until the ashes rain or sound in falling sheets and finally beating on eyelashes, weightless, needing our release. Teardrops feeding mother's peace. Teardrops feeding mother's grief. Break the earth to praise the ages. Call rebirth up from the ground. Some say these are final stages. I say please, the count is down. But she sees us through the round. But she sees us through the round. Morning song like rising laughter follows on the velvet dark.
will be near in the hereafter. Never fear this flooding ark. Hush now, hear the meadow lark. Hush now, hear the meadow lark. Every painted flower awaits your bright arrival, and even at this hour of fateful throes and trials, will return as sure as stars burn. Will return as sure as stars burn.
Sam Bodkin!
My friends.
Wow.
Thanks for listening.
What a talented guy.
Appreciate you.
And allegedly, we're going to do a 60-minute show in November. You're going to bring in a bunch of your people.
Yeah, I'll bring in a little. Do you want me to bring my band around? Is that what you're saying?
You'll bring in your crew. We have a date of November, one of those numbers.
Totally.
Yeah. So
that'll be fun.
Yeah, this was just to kind of like get the. Well, I have to thank Renata for making Renata's this connection. Awesome. Thank you, Renata. You may be listening, and you really.
I hope so. We love you, Renata.
She connects people up.
No, she's the bomb.
And she said, "Oh, I got to meet Sam." And Sam, you are like we have all these things just personally in common. Yeah. I am creating a tarot deck with an artist friend. So I'm just saying I'm just concerned that if we touch, we may absorb into each other and
true create, union. That
create
sounds
an
great.
Alternate reality. So I'm not just keeping my distance
for now. But when the rapture comes, hit me up, Holmes.
And then so people can attend some of your gatherings, group muse. They can whether they have a laundry room to host a gathering or a Carnegie Hall.
Yes.
You will fill it with people and musicians.
Oh, yeah. If you got a big spot, we'll bring the 11-piece big band or the Mendelssohn Octet or whatever the heck. So please holler if you want to.
Well, I think like the whole thing about KXLU is like, can't we have gatherings and media that's not like corporate and,
100%.
You know, can it just be, you know, genuine people with their voice featuring the real lights and talent of 100%. In town and not something to make a whole lot of money or popularity or celebrity, just like people being creative. And I just love what you're doing, a little different vehicle than KXLU here, but that's what I try to do with my shows too. So a lot of alignment.
Same intention.
Sam Bodkin, aka Heavy Meadow.
Such a pleasure, my friend.
Group Muse, easy to find on Instagram.
GroupMuse.com. You can check us at Group Muse on Instagram. And I would love to see you in a living room.
All right. Or Carnegie Hall.
Either or.
I'm going to play one more of your tunes.
Please.
And then we're going to go to Flash Sitar and Fontaine's Muse. So this is called But for the Grace. Is that it?
But for Grace.
But yeah, for sure. Grace. Okay, here we go.
We live behind walls, but times are gonna change, and the ones have gotten strange. Nothing is broken, fear's a token. You'd hold me for a bright and blooming mighty moment, then I'd at last receive the grace of days, and in this dark and flush of Earth's beloved hour, with every hermit thrush and mouth and mountain flower, we're here to ring and sing and bring on in a new beginning. But I know you know I know that grace is our plan, the new way that grace is our plan, the new way. Stay open, and hoping, hoping we'll finally arrive.
existence. Life's a blessing. It keeps me hissing. And how I waste my breath. Worry in the nip. Cause it's all gonna change. That's what makes it all so
KXLU 88.9 FM in LA, KXLU.com, all around the world. It's been a kind of a neat week of these Santa Anas blowing in. Hopefully there's no forest fires coming, but it's kind of beautiful days and cold nights. And on this kind of lovely night, just after the full moon, we have Flash Sitar and Fontaine Muse. Hi, Fontaine.
Pete, it's been too long.
We've been old buddies, and you were here about a dozen years ago.
And our child is a man now, so yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, I know, it happens.
And Farhan has a sitar here, and we're going to have some live music in a few minutes. But why don't you talk a little about what you guys are doing as a married couple?
As a married couple, 25 years married.
Collaborators.
Yeah. We've been collaborating musically for years. That last song you just heard was Sacred Geometry. And we play a lot of Bollywood music for weddings and other sort of events, birthdays, anniversaries. And we're celebrating Diwali, and we're going to be performing for a Diwali party for friends and family, and yeah, you can groove in the background, it's great. So anyway, in case you didn't know and you want to know, Diwali is a festival of lights, and Diwali is a Hindu festival with its variations also celebrated in religions such as Sikhs, Jains, and Buddhists, and it symbolizes spiritual victory over evil and knowledge over ignorance, which is symbolically represented by the goddess Sarasvati.
Sarasvati, okay.
Yeah.
Who's her consort? She one of the big Shiva, Vishnu.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't mean to put you on the spot.
Well, I know that she's always pictured playing a musical instrument, and she's the goddess of wisdom. And
we'll figure it out.
And melody, and music, and dance, and those, and that, and we celebrate that. And we, by the way, we tuned to 432. You know, so that...
Because you're cool like that.
No, well, someone told us to, and we got used to it, so we do what we're told.
It's a little lower.
Slightly, 8 cents. Yeah. So, So, would you like us to start live, or should I transition with a song that you play over the CD?
Well, let's get going with some live.
Okay.
And where can people find you, by the way?
FlashSitar.com. We're also on Instagram, FlashSitar. That's just like it sounds, FlashSitar. It's Instagram. All the social media, we have Flash Sitar. And also, I have a click link to my website to show where we're performing.
For all your sitar needs.
You guys
play weddings and bar mitzvahs?
Yes, we do.
There we go.
We do. You must have read my memo.
Let's do some live music here on KXLU. I'm Mystic Pete. The show is called The Mystic Pete Chronicles. You can reach me at mysticpete.com and info@mysticpete.com. So here they are, Fontaine Muse and Flash Sitar.
Hey. song. Bring peace to our hearts, bring peace to the world. Divine Saraswati with magic and song. Bring peace to our hearts, bring peace to the world. Divine Saraswati with magic and song. Bring peace to our hearts, bring peace to the world.
Song, it means
every moment in life is changing.
Take a
Sitar, Fontaine Muse. Yeah, guys. Wow. Yeah. Wish we had more people clapping. That was extraordinary. Wow.
I'm just ringing my bells.
You took us on quite a journey very quickly.
Yeah.
Do you want to join us, Farhan? We have a couple minutes, and then Pat with Alien Air comes on. So I hope everybody stays tuned. And you just stay tuned to KXLU all the 24 hours a day. You know, we're the play. This is great LA radio.
It is.
So we got about a minute left. Any final words, summary, websites?
Yes, it's Fontaine's Muse and also flashsitar.com and flashsitar on Instagram. We play Bollywood parties, weddings, all that sort of thing. And we got a big festival coming up on December 13th, 14th, and 15th in Laguna Hills from 5 to 8 p.m. And it's an immersion into the time of Bethlehem. So it's sort of a Christmas theme. Yeah. But
wait, not Christmas. We're not even, we got to get through Halloween.
Well, we have to rehearse for it. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But it's like the Silk Road, and we're enacting the Silk Road part of the event. So
when I see the Christmas decorations come out in the stores, I'm ready to go to a cave.
Well, there's
someplace.
No Christmas decorations allowed at this event. It's all authentic Bethlehem costume.
Like,
yeah. Camels, horses, sheep.
Good.
It's like you're in Bethlehem.
I love it.
Yeah, seriously, yeah, it's fun. It's a great event. Laguna Hills.
And once again, your websites?
Oh, yes. Fontaine's Muse. .org and also Flash Sitar. If you go to Flash Sitar, you can get on my website too to see our calendar of events if you're interested in joining us.
And people can find... You didn't say a word, Farhan. Anyway, we love Farhan. He was a sitar player.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, you can reach me at mysticpete.com and Mystic Pete on social media. I'm on every Sunday night at 7 p.m. with the Mystic Pete Chronicles and Saturday night at 11 p.m. with a DJ show. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Stay tuned. Mystic Pete Chronicles.